While in Mexico, I saw God work in several ways, not only in the hearts of the people in the community, but also in the hearts of the missionaries. There was no particular part that stood out to me because it was all so remarkable. We helped fix up a church, went to a convalescent home, an orphanage, a rehab center, walked around the community, and played soccer with some of the locals. If I had to talk to you about everything that happened, we'd be here for a really long time. Okay, like hours. So I'll just tell you about one day. On Tuesday morning, which is our third day there, we were scheduled to do a prayer walk. We started out near the church and made our way around the community. As we went, we were supposed to be praying over the community and the people that live there. This forced us to see Tijuana for what it really was. We weren't in downtown Tijuana with its nicer buildings or in one of the real tourist cities of Mexico. We were in the area where houses were being held up on the hillsides by tires. Dogs were lying in the middle of the street because they didn't have a real home. Lost my place already. And garbage was dumped wherever there was room for it. We saw that the people that live there see every day. And it's appalling. You realize how much you actually have. However, there is still beauty under the filth and poverty. An example of this was Dominga. She was a very loving woman that invited us into her home and asked us to pray for her. Everyone in the group, except for Bryson, of course, knew very little Spanish. Dominga knew no English. So we had a bit of a hard time with the language barrier. But soon we grew comfortable with it and realized we didn't have to have a detailed conversation with her and that we could ask her simple things about her life and children. After the visit with Domingo, we went out for a while longer and walked the neighborhood. While we were doing so, we would spot kids playing in the street, riding their bikes or peeking out from behind their doors, and we'd hand them flyers for Vacation Bible School and use our limited Spanish and pocket dictionaries to tell them about the church. The second part of our day was going door to door and asking people if they went to church or needed prayer. But this time, we had an interpreter. Yeah. It just happened to be the pastor that was helping us at the church. Very intimidating. I couldn't find the words to say. I was afraid that I'd say something wrong and the pastor would have to tell me that it wasn't right. But after a while, I got a little more comfortable and was able to pray while the pastor interpreted. During the time we had door to door, so many awesome things happened. We prayed with a man named George who was having problems with addiction, and soon after that, he was helping with the church. While some of the others were praying with a man sitting near the church, a family we had talked to earlier was bringing their kids to VBS. That day, God blessed us with the ability to see our hard work and that we really had a purpose.